back, pulls up the three, boom, knocks it down. Curry from the corner at three, puts it in.
For overtime, makes it, Garrett, Murray.
Welcome to the MVP cast from me, Mark Woods, back for our 2020 season and a new series of podcasts focusing on the world of British basketball. This week, huge for the game in this country. The grand stage of the Olympic qualifiers for Great Britain's women. Belgrade, the venue, a 14 group featuring GB, China, South Korea and Spain. Three places. Three golden tickets to Tokyo 2020 up for grabs. And after getting through to the qualification tourney by reaching the semi-finals at last summer's Eurobasket, Chema Buthetta's side returning to the Serbian capital with plenty of self-belief that they can get a top three place in their pool and land that trip to Japan in August. Now, GB's strength in recent times has been the capacity to max out their talents and be more than the sum of their parts. So I asked head coach Buthetta if he has a certain optimism about realising their goal.
Well, it's good that we are here in this level. That's great news, because that means that we did something big before to be able to play at this level. So this is good. But now we have to forget about all that and just focus on the basketball games, respect the opponents and trust ourselves, go to prepare the games and just play on the basketball, not on the consequences, because this is the way we have done before in the qualification, in the Eurobasket, and this is part of our success, you know, to focus on the job, not on the consequences of the job.
What do you think, though, is the secret of this team? Because it is a group of very good players, but who are better than the group, they are better than the sum of their parts. What is the secret that has been to putting this group together?
Well, I think the secret is it was to empower the players, I think, and to find a common goal that can fit with individual interest and which is attractive. It's not just going to a competition just to participate. Is trying to do something all the time, something better, and to achieve something more, and to develop ambition, and all, of course, realistic ambition, and then that's it. And then to create good atmosphere, the players have been very generous, very kind to help the team to grow, understanding each player the role they have in the team. This is important that we have. Join a group of players who are able to understand that. So this is it. And of course, after if the results are good, this always helps, you know, to grow. Of course, you know, this is so this is it. And to be natural, no, not to make a big thing of. I mean, this is big, but we have to be humble. Humble is very important, and work hard and be wise. I think this is it. You know, that's it. Simple thing. For a big result, this is it. You know, sometimes we, in a sport, sometimes we complicate all the processes, and I think the key is to make things easy, simple, you know. And this is important, in my opinion, very important. And for this thing, has been very important as well, you know.
How challenging has it been over the last 12 to 18 months with everything that has gone on, with changes, with funding and everything like that? I mean, how much have you, though, been able to use that as a way to motivate the players, motivate the coaches, etc.?
Well, I think that we made an agreement inside the team to focus on what depends on us and try to be isolated from all the politics around, because of course we have had a difficult moment with many people changing on the direction of the federation. I think I signed in 2015, and I have seen four chairmen in the federation, different board, and all people came with good ideas, but it was not so easy. And then we were able to be isolated from all that and let people to do their job, and we focus on our job. And of course, that was a generous attitude from from the players, mainly from the players, to come here to the national team because they love to represent the country and be able to just to focus on our job. That was good. And it is true that despite all the problems, we were always able to have our hotel, our basketball court, our bus, our traveling arranged, and then we could do our job. This is the truth. But of course, it is important that the organization improves for the future. I think this is important, and I hope we are in the right track. I hope so. And of course, these results are good. I mean, we cannot have more responsibility than what we have to do. I mean, it's not that on our shoulders is the future of basketball in UK, but of course, good results are important for the institutions to understand that if they support basketball financially, this is a good investment. And public institutions and also private sponsors, which we don't have. So I think that will help. But I think this was one of the keys of these 18 months, to be able to be isolated. It is true that we had always good goals. We had the Commonwealth, and we had in England. In that was only England, not GB. But then we had, especially for GB, the qualification, the Eurobasket, now the Pre-Olympic. So we are just moving forward, okay? And this is it.
How much would you like to see a greater recognition for your players and their talents? Because you've seen since 1992 in Spain how basketball has grown so much, and big star basketballers in Spain are really big star athletes across the whole country. Given the talents that you have, would you like to see people recognise more just how big this sport is and how good the players and talent that we have?
Well, I think the recognition comes when in top sport, recognition comes when the teams or the athletes, individual or team athletes, they do something. And then this is important that now our players are better known. I mean, we got, for example, last Eurobasket, we got many messages from schools, teams, young players, by Twitter or social networks saying, okay, congratulations, we are with you, blah, blah, blah. And I think the recognition will come. It's very interesting that in Spain in 1992, it is true that women's basketball was almost nothing. And then after that, these players were more recognized, basketball was more popular. Then came next generation, grew with different motivation. Okay, the motivation that we have, the possibility to do something big. Then after that, another generation. So from that time now, the generations don't believe that it was possible to do things, and this is probably why Spain now has medal in every competition they play. So why not here? I mean, I think this is possible, but we have to, I think we have to change a little bit the mentality and think more big. We have to think big. It's not enough to just to put players to play on the court, and that's it. You know, we have to think big and try to get the best talent. Sometimes we don't get the best talent in England. I think it's important to find the best talent and work hard, and then there is no reason why we cannot have a high level, not just with one team, as this is the case, but in the future. So I think this is the best legacy of this team should be that. Should be the motivation, should be the fact that it's possible to do something if you think big, and then you organize to think big. No, sometimes we spend too much time on meetings, discussing, talking, and then we don't go to the action, and we need to go to the action.
Straight from the hip, as ever, from Chema Boutetta. Despite everything off the court, GB with his opportunity to now feature in women's basketball for the second time at an Olympics. The first back in 2012, where they were given a place after lots of lobbying to FIBA. The chance begging now, though, to earn their spot by right. One win in Belgrade could be enough. Exciting times. Now, four of the current squad went to those London games. Chantal Handy is one. And I asked her what the level of anticipation's been like for these Olympic qualifiers ever since that glory run of Eurobasket last summer.
You know, we're excited, and we proved last summer that you know, we're at this level and we can compete at this level and we deserve in the place where we are. You know, I think we're going to take one game at a time. You know, we analyze and we prepare and, you know, we got to be realistic about it. We know it's going to be tough and the competition is going to be tough, which you would expect at the Olympic level. So, you know, but we're excited. And I think that we, you know, we're ambitious about what we want and I think we can pull this through and get us a ticket to Tokyo.
What's the secret of this group? Because you know, the core group's been together for a very long time with other people coming in. And what's the kind of specialness that allows you guys to maximize your talent, you know, be more, I guess, than the sum of your parts?
Yeah, you know, I think because we've had a core group for a long time and we're trying to instill this culture of, you know, we just give it all we've got and, you know, the GB way. And I think, you know, we're trying to instill that in the newer players that have come in over the last few years and people have come in and slipped right in and done what we've needed them to do. And I think this, you know, this team is special. We've worked together for a long time and we all love coming into camp and, you know, we just respect each other. We play for each other. It's never, you know, this player needs to do that or whatever. We just do what we need to do to get the job done. And I think that's a special thing that a lot of teams don't have anymore. And I think for me, I just love coming into camp because of that feeling I don't get with other teams. Because obviously that takes time to build and, you know, years and years that we've been together and, you know, we know each other and that portrayed on the court. You know, we love to play with each other and I think that's the, we just enjoy the game. And I think at this level, we know that, you know, it's going to take a little bit extra and focus and preparation to get ready. And I think we're ready for it.
From last summer, I mean, from the outside, a lot of people were caught off guard by you guys reaching the last four of Eurobasket. But obviously, I think beforehand, people were quietly talking up chances within the camp. I mean, did you guys surprise yourselves or do you think that was a kind of result of many years of kind of quietly building towards this?
I mean, I think, you know, going into Eurobasket, our goal was, you know, to take one step at a time. And obviously we got through the first group and then it was the next step and the next step. And I think with this group, we're very grounded. So we know what it takes to play at a high level and what it takes to succeed. And, you know, I think we just took it in our step. I don't think if you could ask any of us, we finished fourth in Eurobasket. But I think we didn't have a doubt that we would have finished fourth, if you understand what I'm saying. Because we know that we've put the work in and we've put the time in and, you know, we have very good players, very experienced players that know the game and we know each other. So it just came together and we played well and, you know, we're just hoping that we can keep going with that in the next week and get this ticket to Tokyo because it's obviously a lot of us, there's a few of us that were in London and would love to experience it again. But also we want the younger ones to experience something that we experienced that, you know, not a lot of people get to experience in their career. So right now, our goal is just to make it there.
How much do you feel that? I mean, last time you were effectively handed the place in London, albeit obviously proving that you could compete at it. But how much more would it mean to get to an Olympics through your own efforts on the court?
I mean, it would mean the world. I mean, I think, like I say, I think we've proven that we are able to compete at this level. And when we went to London, we had to meet certain goals. It wasn't like we were just handed it. A place in London, so there was things that we had to do leading up to the prep, but this is different, you know. I think this is, we made it through going through the Eurobasket and making it fourth in Eurobasket, and now, you know, we're literally playing for our ticket, and I think that in itself is, you know, it's huge for GB basketball, and right now especially, you know that we need to take on the torch and just make sure that we get through. And I think there's no pressure for us. We're very grounded about what we need to do. And like I say, we're just going to take it game by game.
I've written and previously spoken about the fact that you guys have not had the recognition for what you achieved last summer and the magnitude of that. And I guess it's also a sport that probably does not get the recognition that it deserves publicly. I mean, do you hope that having got into Olympic qualifiers and then potentially qualifying, that maybe people start to notice this sport in the way that it should get noticed?
Yeah, you know, I just hope that for, like, the next generation. And I think if you watch, you know, we make it to the Olympics and people can watch the games and maybe people are going to want to pick up a ball. These young kids are going to want to pick up a ball and play. And then, like they do when they see the guys kicking a football around the court. So it's for me, it's more of like exposure for the game more than it is for us personally. But because I think that we have a promising future ahead of us with UD in the program, and we've got a lot of young players coming through that could be doing big things. So I just hope that they can get exposure and the program can keep going after this.
Describe the life of an international women's basketball. I mean, you're going to different countries each year, maybe at times. It's not leaving you as a millionaire at the end of it. I mean, what's this existence like? Could you put it in the sort of words?
I mean, it's, you know, I think we all love to do what we do. And, you know, we're very blessed to get these opportunities to go to different countries each year and play. And, you know, we get to meet a lot of different people. And it's just, I don't know, I just think the lifestyle is, it's nice, but it's obviously not what everybody thinks of it. You know, people don't know what it's like until you experience it. But I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, I'm very blessed, and I've been, you know, I think the opportunities that I've had and the players that I've got to play with, and, you know, it's an honor to play with some of the high-level players that I've actually played with. And, you know, I don't think I would change anything. It's difficult when you get older, obviously, with family, and you want to be around your family more, and, you know, your family starts to expand, and, you know, now, like, my niece is young, and I'm not really seeing her, so right now it's a bit more difficult for me, but that's just age, you know, but I think you start to realize that, you know, when you think about, like, Kobe and the passing of Kobe last week, it just makes you realize, like, the opportunities that you get in life, you need to just be grateful and, you know, enjoy your life, and it's an amazing experience. I can't complain about my career over the last 10 years and what I've experienced, so, you know, it's great, and there's ups and downs, you know, you go through your negatives and positives, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
This group with the teams that you've got, I mean, people are kind of looking at the Korea game as the must win, etc. But I mean, how do you kind of view these three opponents in your way?
I mean, we know they're going to be tough. We've faced Spain a lot, so we know obviously last summer we played them in the Eurobasket, and you know we haven't really seen China or Korea for the last. We haven't seen them at all for the last few years, to be honest. You know. But we know that the level is going to be insanely tough. You know, we know they're going to be fast. We know they're going to be disciplined. We know they're going to be able to shoot. So it's, you know, we just got to prepare for everything, I think, at this point. We know we're scouting and we're trying to prepare for the first game and then leading on to the second and the third. So we know it's going to be tough. But what do you expect at this level? You know, you're playing at the highest level, so every game's going to be tough.
Yes, the potential for Chantel Handy and everyone else to be playing at the ultimate level come August time. You can follow GB's progress at mvp247.com. All the action and reaction from Belgrade. That is it, though, for this edition of the MVP Cast. You can access us via our website or via your preferred podcast provider or on YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark Britball. Another edition of the MVP Cast coming soon. But thanks for listening, and for me, Mark Woods, it's goodbye.